Good to Great, Disc 3.
Chapter 4. Confront the Brutal Facts, Yet Never Lose Faith. There is no worse mistake in public leadership than to hold out false hopes, soon to be swept away. Winston S. Churchill, The Hinge of Fate. In the early 1950s, the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, commonly known as A&P, stood as the largest retailing organization in the world and one of the largest corporations in the United States, at one point ranking behind only General Motors in annual sales. Kroger, in contrast, stood as an unspectacular grocery chain, less than half the size of A&P, with performance that barely kept pace with the general market. Then, in the 1960s, A&P began to falter, while Kroger began to lay the foundations for a transition into a great company. From 1959 to 1973, both companies lagged behind the market, with Kroger pulling just a bit ahead of A&P. After that, the two companies completely diverged, and over the next 25 years, Kroger generated cumulative returns 10 times the market and 80 times better than A&P. How did such a dramatic reversal of fortunes happen? And how could a company as great as A&P become so awful? A&P had a perfect model for the first half of the 20th century, when two world wars and a depression imposed frugality upon Americans. Cheap, plentiful groceries sold in utilitarian stores. But in the affluent second half of the 20th century, Americans changed. They wanted nicer stores, bigger stores, more choices in stores. They wanted fresh-baked bread, flowers, health foods, cold medicines, fresh produce, 45 choices of cereal, and 10 types of milk. They wanted offbeat items, like 5 different types of expensive sprouts and various concoctions of protein powder and Chinese healing herbs. Oh, and they wanted to be able to do their banking and get their annual flu shots while shopping. In short, they no longer wanted grocery stores. They wanted superstores, with a big block S on the chest, offering almost everything under one roof, with lots of parking, cheap prices, clean floors, and a gazillion checkout lines. Now, right off the bat, you might be thinking, okay, so the story of A&P is one of an aging company that had a strategy that was right for the times, but the times changed and the world passed it by as younger, better-attuned companies gave customers more of what they wanted. What's so interesting about that?